Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Tuesday, June 16th, 2026 edition. You just heard at the top of the hour news that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is gone to Paris, France, to attend the week-long defense convention with members of the Michigan National Guard, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and health leaders. Now, one of our listeners, George Archer, up in St. Ignace, said, Randy, I know aviation. He said the amount of jet fuel they use on that small private jet could fuel the entire state of Michigan for a month. For every single vehicle we have running, us citizens here in the state of Michigan. It's ridiculous that she's taking taxpayer dollars to pay for jet fuel to fly to Paris, France on our dime. Well, the reason the governor's there is because she's going to be the only governor in attendance at the conference starting yesterday, Monday, June 15th, running through this Friday, June 19th. It's going to be attended by defense and security contractors and European military leaders. Whitmer defends the trip, saying, on this investment mission, we'll strengthen ties with our European allies, we'll showcase Michigan's leadership in advanced manufacturing, aerospace, defense, and innovation, and bring home new opportunities that will create good-paying jobs for Michiganders. Well, among the vendors at the Eurostory event are 12 companies with a presence already in Michigan. Cities of Vicksburg, Oxford, Holland, Rochester Hills, Farmington Hills, Sterling Heights, Menominee up in the UP, Houghton as well, and finally Auburn Hills in Oakland County, Warren, Michigan in Macomb County, and even up here in northern Michigan, Charlevoix and Kalkaska counties. The MEDC has given money to 92 defense and aerospace companies with industry-specific trade shows. Michigan's ongoing relationships across Europe continue to create opportunities for our businesses, workers, and communities, said the MEDC's CEO, Quentin Messer Jr. He said these conferences and trade shows help connect Michigan to new investment opportunities and open doors for businesses looking to expand. We are going to be the only state attending this event this week. They will be totally focused solely on Michigan. Internationally focused, these engagements help position Michigan businesses of all sizes for growth, creating more opportunities for Michiganders while reinforcing our state's reputation as being a trusted global partner. The MEDC has a booth at the event highlighting Michigan's 17 military installations, $30 billion defense economy, which supports more than 160,000 jobs statewide. We'll wrap the story up on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story about Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and others attending a trade show over in Paris, France. You know what the weather's like in Europe in the summer? Just like it is here in northern Michigan. They're going to spend the whole week from Monday, June 15th through Friday, June 19th in Paris, France, on our dime, claiming that they are promoting Michigan as the only state represented there with a governor. Even the Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation is listed on the event's website as a key point of contact for companies interested in Michigan's defense sector. ODAI Executive Director Colonel John Gutierrez said the conference provides an opportunity to showcase Michigan's strengths in defense manufacturing and innovation. He went on to say, Michigan's defense industrial base, the skilled workforce, and our advanced manufacturing capabilities make Michigan a valuable partner in supporting national and international defense priorities. We are proud to help connect Michigan companies with new opportunities that strengthen both our economy and our collective security. So, just to get this straight, you're going to be talking about providing manufacturing capabilities to potentially other countries? It's basically what you're saying. Not just providing defense for the United States, but perhaps maybe some of our foreign adversaries. Just asking. So we'll see where this goes. But again, out of the state of Michigan during a time when they're supposed to be passing a budget and getting it to her desk before July 1st, which, by the way, folks, is 2 weeks from tomorrow. All of this week wasted, gone, with Speaker Matt Hall not able to negotiate with the governor on the budget. So obviously, the July 1st deadline isn't really that important. One of the things that you really have to ask yourself this question. Is she really there to promote Michigan in our industry? Or is this a self-promotion tour because she's running for president in 2028? Because if this is potentially part of her presidential campaign, then why are we, the taxpayers of Michigan, paying for it? Just asking. Let's get to the text messages. A couple of them have come in. Oh, Miss P saying the same thing. She's only there to promote herself for a presidential bid in 2028. Wasting our tax dollars. Almost word for word. You and I, great minds think alike. Let's see. Oh, I got a report in from our beef farmer, Cliff Tellini, over in Onaway. Fertilizer is now $1,000 per ton. Fertilizer is not going to come down. The nitrogen fertilizer is already made and is getting hard to find. July corn is $4.30 per bushel, well below break-even cost to make it. Seed corn is $300 per bag. Nitrogen, $1,000 per ton. Phosphate, potassium, $900 and $500 respectively. Off-road diesel for the farm, $5.15 per gallon. $4.30 corn is nothing. Comes not even close to the farmer's costs to grow it. Then you add in 75 cents to a dollar a bushel to truck it to the closest market down in Standish. Things have got to change and change quick. Well, that's exactly why President Trump is talking about giving some money to the farmers. He mentioned it at a press conference the other day. I heard him speak about it. Reporter asked him about fertilizer and seed costs and even the price of diesel. And he said, yeah, they're looking into it, and it's something that his Secretary of Agriculture is looking into. There should be some subsidy money coming to the farmers very, very soon. Let's see. Any other text messages I got to get? Nope. That's pretty much it. Common sense energy policy. This is part of what you're talking about, Cliff. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright used a visit to Lansing's Board of Water and Light headquarters on Monday to promote President Trump's administration's energy agenda, announcing federal support for natural gas infrastructure, the return of nuclear energy production in Southwest Michigan, and coal energy production in the Holland area for as long as it's needed. Coal energy production. Appearing alongside the secretary, U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett, Speaker Matt Hall, and DTE Gas President Bob Richard. Secretary Wright said the administration's focus is expanding domestic energy production to lower costs and to spur economic growth. President Trump got elected to bring common sense back to energy policy. My job in the Trump administration, all over the country, every state, is to try to drive down energy prices. The visit included the announcement of a proposed $1.6 billion federal loan commitment through the Department of Energy to partner with DTE Gas on infrastructure projects. Richard said the investment would create nearly $700 million in customer savings over the next 30 years. Richard said we spent probably 50 out of 60 minutes in the conversation talking about affordability. We have shovel-ready projects that we're working on right now that are going to benefit all Michiganders inside our state. Secretary Wright talked with reporters outside the Lansing Board of Water and Light headquarters. Meanwhile, Congressman Barrett and Speaker Hall argued that Michigan's energy prices have risen because of the renewable energy mandates that were approved during the Democratic trifecta of 2023 through 2024. Secretary Wright said his decision to keep the J.H. Campbell coal-fired power plant operating in West Michigan helped avoid reliability problems during winter's demand peaks. Natural gas is used by many to heat their homes and businesses, and we were there to help. Well, MERS News Service asked, how long will the federal government continue directing the plant to remain open? Wright said, not only are we going to keep it open, we're going to add additional generating capacity. And that must be brought online before we can look at older plans to be retired. Wright said, for example, if the Campbell plant had not been running, we would have a total blackout in Michigan 2 days, just 2 days after I issued the order. Wright was, of course, referring to the cold snap we had in late January. Secretary of Energy also expressed support for continued development of energy infrastructure, including the Line 5 tunnel project beneath the Straits of Mackinac, which Congressman Barrett stepped in and blamed delays and legal challenges from Attorney General Dana Nessel, saying that without the very politically litigious Attorney General, Line 5 tunnel would have already been built. I've been saying that for years. Finally, Secretary Wright additionally defended data center development, calling artificial intelligence facilities critical to maintaining the United States' technological leadership, and arguing that they can help stabilize electric rates if it's structured properly. With regards to the future of the Palisades nuclear power plant restart in Van Buren County, Secretary Wright said the project is approximately 90% complete and remains on track to begin operating later this year. It'll be the first time ever that a nuclear power plant that had been shut down well before its lifetime was actually re-improved, started over, and began producing solid, safe electricity. I'm very excited to see Palisades plant being restarted. Following the event, Climate Power Michigan Director Tom Leonard said Barrett and Wright are wrong on energy prices. Despite their spin, families in mid-Michigan are still paying too much for electricity, too much for gasoline and diesel, too much for everything. Thanks to One Big Beautiful Bill, inflation, and President Donald Trump's tariffs. Now, this is not Tom Leonard, the candidate who ran for governor. Climate Power Michigan director spells his last name different than Tom Leonard, the former Speaker of the House gubernatorial candidate. In the end, Secretary Wright and the other Republicans there touted the $1.6 billion loan to DTE as a win for consumers. Michiganders deserve answers about when the savings will actually start showing up on their monthly bills, at a time that nearly 200,000 Michigan households are actually behind on their utility bills due to the high cost that many cannot afford. DTE continues to seek additional rate increases. Families need relief, not more loans to utility companies that will end up hiking our rates, said Tom. We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about some budget legislative issues. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.